Hey!
Welcome to episode 28, Come Get Your Podcast. I am your host, Adam.
I am your host, Dustin.
And I am Chris.
Bow, 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 bow.
We coming in at it. You. Coming at you.
We had for another one.
In for
another one.
We're coming at you in HD.
Excuse me?
Yeah, HD.
Oh, okay. How you boys doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm in a tank top and shorts, living my best life.
America.
Yes. Yes. I am also in a tank top and shorts. And it's so nice.
I'm not. I'm in PJ pants and just a t-shirt.
Hey, man.
Go put a
that's
fucking...
That's still living your best life.
Go put a fucking tank top on and some motherfucking shorts.
All right. Be right back.
All right. We'll hold the fort down. Don't worry about it. Yeah, things are going well. We had a mild celebrity in our midst here.
We do.
Someone was out on loan this past week.
Yeah, he's renting himself out for bigger
Pouring
ventures.
Himself out for.
I don't have a tank top. I'm back, but my I'm naked now. Is that fine?
Yes.
It's what's weird is I can hear that you're naked.
Mm-hmm. I can see that you're naked, and I don't want to tell you how I can see.
Do you guys remember that scene in Waterboy when they score the touchdown at the end and you got Farmer Fran?
Yes.
That's me right now.
You talk
tweaking them nips.
So much better.
Tweaking them nips.
I thought you were going to say, do you remember that scene in Wild Things where, it's like, okay.
Kevin Bacon's dick?
Yes, I do.
Out of that whole movie, what Dustin remembers from Wild Things the most is Kevin Bacon's dick.
Yeah.
Now, for me, it's Neve Campbell and Denise Richards making out, like, topless in that pool.
Yeah, what happens, what's crazy is that happens, like, shortly before you see Kevin Bacon's dick, I believe.
But you remember the dick. We remember
priority.
That making out.
No, I mean the fact that you don't remember seeing Kevin Bacon's dick is what's weird to me. It's Kevin Bacon.
Apparently, I see a lot of dicks in my life.
Six degrees of one. Kevin Bacon's dick.
How many other movies has he shown his dick in? Or so. Wait, hold on.
I don't know.
How do we play 6 degrees? So do you have to link it to other movies where there are dick in it?
Ooh. Ooh.
And somehow it comes back to Kevin Bacon. I mean, that's a lot more tough than just
that
a
is.
Normal game. Cause
was his dick in Hollow Man? Because he was invisible.
Technically,
maybe,
yes, but it's also Kevin Bacon, so I mean...
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember his dick in Tremors.
He gave me Tremors with his dick in Wild Things.
his dick was in Tremors too.
Now, you can't, I don't think you can use Hollow Man because A, it's invisible, but B, it's also Kevin Bacon and used to be somebody else's dick.
Somebody else's dick who also was in a movie with Kevin Bacon or Wild Things where you see Kevin Bacon's
dick. I'm
going to
say it's a combination of, it can be, I mean, obviously if the actress is a woman or the actor is a woman. There's no dick, but if there's a dick in that movie, I think you can use.
I think it
actresses.
Counts. You know what? Reason. I think we're onto something. And I.
All right, we're gonna focus test this, and we'll get back at everybody next time.
So, long story short, Chris was on another podcast.
Yeah, Chris was on another podcast.
Yeah.
I was.
Who was it?
Tell us about that. Who it was, how it was.
So it was the Gaming Outsider, and it was pretty good. The lovely group of people over there. I work with their producer who edits it, Christina. And she
our
just,
contest winner.
Our contest yeah. winner, Christina. Yeah. Coincidentally, yes, you're right. And
uh-oh.
What? No. No.
Conflict of interest.
No, it was done legit. I was making a joke.
Oh god. Yeah, it was.
The contest was done legit.
Well, truthfully, Colin had won first, but I'm like, there's no way we're letting this happen. So we re-rolled.
Fuck you, Colin.
No, just kidding. It was legit.
Can't wait to have you on the podcast.
So yeah, they wanted me, they asked if I could be on there, and of course I said, yeah, absolutely. We talked about a number of things, and they do things pretty nicely over there. Like, they sent me, I showed you guys when we were playing D&D, the document they had sent me of what they're talking about. It's like, oh man, yeah. We decide ours maybe an hour before the episode starts of what we're going to talk
about. Play a little fast and loose.
But I think that's good for us, you know.
It works for us.
It does, because we're in sync with a lot of things already, so yeah, mm-hmm. You know.
Well, and I feel like, I mean, I think like I am now a subscriber and listener of their podcast since you were on there. So it was their number 200. I mean, I think we cover similar topics, but where theirs is more of a show, ours is more of just a straight conversation.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad thing, you know. All
different ways to do them.
Yeah, exactly. So I think we still, and it's not like you guys didn't have conversations, at least from what I heard from that episode, but it's just a little less structured, you know, for us over here.
And then also our listeners will know that I'm a little fast and loose with the words and coming from the mouth.
And yeah, how did that go?
Oh man, I had to check myself a few times. I basically had to make my mind think that I was like talking to like my clients on a phone, like, hey man, PG-13.
You haven't been able to pick up on it. They do not use any curse words on gaming.
They try not to. They have a lot of family and kids that listen to it at the same time as, you know, they do.
1,000% get it. Yeah, there's several people who are like, oh, my kid likes video games. Like, we swear a whole lot, so just be wary of that. If you're cool with it, it's fine. I know our dear listener Miranda told one of her, I believe, coworkers who had a kid about our podcast, and I think they listen.
Disclaimer, we are not responsible for anything that your kids may say come from listening to our episode. Legal will be in contact with you.
Yeah. I worked in basically some form of children care, either as a para in our school district here or as a camp counselor. So, like, being able to flick that switch of professional mode versus not professional mode is pretty easy for me, but it does take time to get used to.
Oh yeah,
not used to it.
Oh yeah, and I know there's people at work that listen to this, and I will tell. I've told them before, and I was like, the people you know me at work and how I interact is not necessarily the same person outside of work. So if you see me outside of work, or if you listen to my podcast, just be aware that is a different entity of Christopher Ronk that you know and love.
Yeah, I'm quiet at work. Everyone thinks I'm too quiet.
Yeah, I get the same thing. Like, they're surprised when I actually talk. It's like, well, I'm here to make money, man. That's all I'm trying to do while I'm here.
Listen to my podcast. Make some money.
But no, the episode sounded good. Sounded like you guys had a good time. I mean, they all sounded like they have a really nice,
you'll see. Sync.
200, maybe when we get to 200 episodes, we'll be as good as them.
That's the dream.
As they are now.
Well, the host, Scott Clark. Are you guys related, by the way?
I don't know. No relation. To my knowledge.
Well, he was sunburned really badly, and you'll hear little hints in there from the other host, Chris. Anytime they went to the
related
cuts. No. Well, that's a first name basis. We might be, man. I don't know. But you'll hear little references. When they cut into like their segments, you'll just hear him make references like, you know, do it like Red Skeleton or go Human Torch because he was burnt, you know, so it is funny.
Being burnt the way he was burnt.
He didn't look like we did it on Skype, so we were all on a webcam session. He didn't look like he was in pain. Like, you could tell. So
After one of the bachelor parties I went to where we were in the sun all day at a baseball game, and I was severely burnt. Like, I almost called in sick to work and probably should have.
Yeah, you looked rough. That was when we were sitting right next to each other. Yeah. And I remember I offered you my fan at one point. I was like, dude, you hurt, are red.
It hurt just to sit. So yeah. I've been there. I know that pain. Oof.
It wasn't to that level, but after Father's Day, I didn't really put any sunblock on, and I wasn't in the sun for that long, but man, the next few days, it was painful.
It's rough going.
I went over to my parents yesterday, and my sister got mad at me because I was so tan. I was like, I don't know, I burnt once, and then we went to a pool, and I kayaked, and yep, I've mowed the lawn without with a sleeveless on, so like I'm just
mowed my lawn in a tank top yesterday.
Yeah, I'm fine now. It's gonna be brown for the rest of the summer, and it pisses my wife off. So
I have a sweet-ass shirt line.
Because she burns easily.
It's like a fairer skin.
Yeah, and then it'll tan for a little bit, and then it'll just go back to white. Whereas I burn and it tans, and it just stays that way for months.
So that happens, and that's great for you. And I don't know why she's mad, because honestly, Katie, listen to me. You're listening to me? Look at me. You've been this way your whole life. Let's not get upset about this. You knew what you're getting into, okay? You've been this way your whole life. Get over it.
She's just jelly, man. That's what it is. Some of us are just blessed.
Well, regardless, thank you for having Chris on. And go check out their Facebook page and podcast, because it's a good stuff.
Yeah, it was a good listen. I you guys had me laughing at work quite a few times just listening to that. So that was... I'm officially a fan. I will be...
Well, and I'm sure they don't get as much of like a... personality maybe on there, but like there's that part where it's like, well, what did you guys do this weekend? And I was like, well, I bought a new router, and I was really excited about it. And I was like, it's a Netgear router. And the guy's like, well, Netgear sucks. I'm like, well, you know, that's your opinion, it might be wrong, but it's yours. And they're just like, whoa. And I'm like, hey man,
it's like, hey man, it's just fucking around. That you had me laughing at that point. I started to like giggle at my desk. I was like, I got a new router. And I was like, oh god.
Yay. Yeah, go check out the Gaming Outsider. They're also from here, right?
Mm-hmm. They are.
Yeah,
they are. They are local boys, and they went to E3. They've been doing it for a long time. So I've been playing a lot of Fallout recently, as you boys know, because in preparation for 76 that we're all going to play, and we've all decided that Dustin's going to be building the camps, right? Because he's not really played that game that much. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm just gonna refrain from making any jokes about
building. Stop right there.
Nothing. Yeah, I'll just take the. Just gonna refrain from making more of those jokes.
I've been practicing for Fallout 76 as well, but I've been playing Skyrim, so I really haven't been.
It's similar in a way.
It's similar enough. I even restarted Fallout 4, so just so I could
say you did.
Yeah, I'm just going to beat the game quietly on my own and just do it. That way, I can be a part of the squad.
Well, I played it when it came out, and I beat it. But I've never really got through most of the DLCs, so that's what I'm working on right now to get the full experience. Those DLCs
are good.
I'm doing Far Harbor right now, and yeah, that's a good time. So there's Far a Harbor's fucking, fun. like crab that is in trucks. What the hell are those called?
I can't remember.
Hermit crabs, right? They're massive, and it scared the shit out of me. Because all of a sudden you see a truck moving towards you, and you're like, what? That's not supposed to happen. Yeah,
wait till it gets a Nuka World.
Ooh, I can't wait for that one.
Nuka World was my favorite.
I'm just going to beat the campaign first, and then...
Yeah, start there.
Then I'll start moving to DLCs.
I'm just excited for you to finish the game.
Hey, man. We've been over this.
I'm giving Dustin a list of games he needs to beat this summer.
It's our favorite dead horse to beat, though. Let's be
honest. It really is. That and me being old. It's those two things.
You said it.
You're young at heart. So,
dude, I'm young physically. What are you talking about?
There was the running joke at your wedding that I said that was when we saw your mom. It's like, wow, I never knew Dustin's mom was younger than him somehow.
That's quite funny.
That was
my somebody told my mom that, and she's like, ooh, where is that boy?
No one's told her that I almost fucking smacked her ass, right?
No,
on accident. Okay,
no.
She listens, right?
Did we talk about that on here? I forget.
You and I definitely talked about that. I thought we talked about that on here.
I can't remember. Doesn't matter. Anyway.
But yeah, so, I mean, in preparation of 76, you know, I've just been going back into that. And we're in that lull period of games. Like, it's like the calm before the storm in a way, you know?
Everything gets announced, and then there's a
couple weeks. Yeah, there's an anticipation for that stuff to finally come out, so it's just kind of a...
Because once September hits, you then have Spider-Man and Destiny 2's DLC, and I know, Clark, you're not excited for that one. I'm very excited, actually, for the Destiny 2 expansion.
It just looks great.
And then October, Red Dead Redemption 2, and then November, Fallout 76, and then there's a whole bunch of games from there until February that come out.
That's my agreeing.
Have you played... did you play Assassin's Creed Origins yet?
I have not. It's sitting on top of the PS4 ready to be installed.
That's also on sale on Steam, by the way.
I saw that. The past 2 weeks have not been... or the past week has not been opportunistic for video game playing for me.
Just a whole lot of overtime.
Yeah, 55-hour week. Was second one in a row too, and I am still like I have a sleep debt that I'm still paying off. Like I woke up at 9:30 this morning, and then was up for an hour, and then fell asleep again without even like intending to.
Why? Yeah. Why 55? Why? I don't understand.
It was an incentive to where I could do all my overtime from home. Because at the end of every month, there's like a big push to get a lot of work done and out, so it's not sitting there and it's not rolled over. And so they're like, hey, you can do your overtime from home if you do 15 hours of overtime.
Yeah, because like normally Adam's got to do 10, so it's just an additional 5.
Yeah,
but then he gets to do it all at home opposed to doing the 10 at work.
Unfortunately, I couldn't do any work from home the weekend to cut into it, so I had to do 11-hour days Monday through Friday.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
Pretty fucking tired. But hey, I made it. We're here. And I get to start working from home next week, so yay.
Permanently, right?
So yes, fucking permanently. So
fucking jealous! And, just take me with you.
So video game time will be... There will be more time for video games.
Mm-hmm. I would say I'm jealous, but I am not a work from home person. I've done it a few times, and it's just like I have a hard time concentrating at home.
Yep, it took me a while to get used to it.
Well, I've been into where you work, Chris, and your building's nice. Like there's actually natural lighting in there. It's conversations. Not to say that where Adam and I work is bad. It's just... I personally don't work near a window, so like I never get to see the outdoors until I go outside, and it's just like kind of hush, just quiet by yourself. So,
yeah. Go ahead.
I was gonna say that must suck in the fog, because when you go in and it's sunny out and you come out, it's like, oh, it's dark.
Depending when you go in during the fall or winter, you can go into work when it's dark out, and you can come out
when it's dark.
Yeah, that's true as well.
So working at home with your, you know, you're in your own house, you can open your window. It's kind of jealous of that, really.
Yeah,
I could do it, but I would have to have similar to what Clark has and have like an office for that where nothing is in there but my work stuff.
Yep. Well, I mean.
Well, you're not exactly that way, but.
It's close enough. Close enough. And so like I'm sure I'll still have to get used to it again because it's been almost 8 months. Since I was last working from home, so there'll be an adjustment period, but I'll get used to it again.
Been riding a bike,
and that'll afford me more opportunities for video games.
Mm-hmm.
So,
at least I this past lately this past week or so, I got to, like I said, I started playing Fallout 4 again, very little bit, and started playing Zelda Ocarina of Time because somebody. Gave me their 3DS to play it. So
I fulfilled 2 promises in one night, and I felt good about that.
So sure, it's very basic where I've started with that, but you know, now that I can just take it upstairs and play it just before bed, or you know, whenever I can just carry it around with me. Yeah, I bring it with. But yeah, it's I don't have enough. I haven't played enough of it to. You know, have any sort of opinion on it yet, but
it really doesn't start going until the Deku Tree, and really after the Deku Tree.
It's probably after, I would say, yeah.
Yeah, like I found a sword, and I don't even have a shield yet, so like I'm not.
Yeah.
Very
God,
far
you're
into
that.
It all.
You're yeah, not yeah, even you close. Are.
Like, I think I played it for maybe 15 minutes, just while it was like still charging, and we were cooking dinner. So
the Deku Tree is the first dungeon you're going to run into, and it's a solid start as a dungeon as dungeons go. So that's and it takes off from there. So
God, I'm running. All right, I need my 3DS back. I want to play it.
I'm just going to download a fucking emulator or something like that way.
Might as well.
Yeah. So even with all my work, I did play PUBG with you, Chris, and allegedly Jeff.
Yeah, one night. I think it was like Wednesday or something.
Yeah, because Misty had a migraine, passed out early, so we didn't get to hang out and watch our Westworld and shit. So
I think I got to play with you guys one night. Maybe? With or was that last weekend?
Might have been the weekend before.
Yeah, because we were playing the new map.
Yeah, with it, since they updated it and all the new stuff's out.
Yeah, so I mean that was like one night. So, and then other than this morning, that all three of us actually got to play together again for a while. So
on the whole, enjoy the update, despite me swearing at the game constantly. But that's just how I am in game.
If you've never played a game with Clark before, this is typically how it goes. Oh, there's guys coming. All right. Oh shit! Fucking PUBG. God, fix your game, Blue Hole. Like, that is about the on par.
I feel like that's a lot of people that play PUBG. Not just Clark.
I just know with Clark, when he gets upset in PUBG, I just gotta not say anything. Because before I'd be like, it's alright, man, you know, things happen. He's like, shut up and let me be pissed. I'm like, alright, man, you got it. You got it.
I almost feel it's almost like golf, where he's like, you gotta be fucking kidding. Oh, there it goes. Alright. No, we're good. Like, it's cool. Like those random little... You win every so often that just keeps bringing you back. Give me 10 seconds,
I'll be fine.
Yeah. You love to hate the game. Yeah, kind of where it's exactly at right now.
But yeah, they've updated it. On the whole, it's a good update. I don't know. There's a couple things that are going to need to work on, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. It runs a lot better.
It's in the right. It's going in the right direction.
It's getting better. Yeah, it's definitely getting better. And it's I still don't like the loot system, but it's moving in the right direction at least.
How do you feel about the event pass that they implemented?
If you play that game a lot, sure, go for it.
Yeah.
It's not for me, personally, because you got to pay, what is it, like $30 or something?
No, it's $10.
Okay. The game is $30.
Game is $30. Mm-hmm. On sale right now.
$20.
As well.
So, yeah, if you play the game a lot, absolutely, I can see it. I looked at a lot of the perks, and if you play a lot, like one of the free ones, eventually level 16 is a nickname change for free. And I'm like, there's like, you could change your nickname.
Oh, that's right.
So you have like Dr. Pete Loomis here.
Why would I ever change that?
That's a good point. That's a good point. So
it's the deepest of pulls.
It is. I was like, if you understand it, we can be friends.
Robertson Dugnut, maybe then.
How long do those events last for? So it's $10 per event.
It's $10 until the event is done. I mean, you pay once, and then it's $10 until, I think it's lasting until the end of this month.
Okay.
Something like that.
Which, happy July, everybody.
Yeah, no shit. Oh, my God.
It feels like July, too. Let me tell you.
I'm cool, like, with what Chris is saying. Yeah, with, if you play it a lot and you want to pay the $10 for the event, sure. I don't play it enough to warrant that, but, like... I just wish that when I went to get loot, you're not giving me loot that's specifically for the event. Like, yeah, that they, I have to pay to then unlock.
When you unlock the tiers, the more you play, which we'll get to in a second, but that is pulled directly from Fortnite. It's temporary, which I don't see what the point of that is. That's another reason why I'm not going to pay $10 for it. I probably play the second most or most, depending on the week. The event could be for me with the amount that I play, but if all the stuff I unlock by playing is just going to go away, like, I don't see the point.
Wait, it's temporary?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. After the event, you can't use it anymore.
Oh, okay. Hard pass then. I don't even care if I played it more.
So I am assuming that will change for the next event, whenever that is, because that is pissing a lot of people off, and very understandably so.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, why would I want to pay $10 for temporary items?
Because they need more money for some reason. On the whole, the game's trending in the right direction, which is nice to see. Cause
it's
pretty stagnant.
There hasn't been any time recently, because I just got back into PUBG after about I know last time I played was April, I think. So like about last weekend, I would say, maybe the weekend before I started playing again. And no lag. I don't really get any stutters. It's a lot more optimized, I feel. Now, granted, they still have a way to go because, I mean, just like today, we're driving in Miramar and just hit a rock and all of a sudden half our health gets taken away. That was cool. But they're making strides in the right direction.
They are. So we'll see how long it takes, but whatever. As I alluded to, with the event pass system that they have currently, it is not exactly the same, but very similar to how Fortnite works, where every season that Fortnite has, there are tiers that the more you play and get experience, you unlock these tiers, and then you get skins or dances or emotes or whatever. Those you get to keep, thankfully. But they also have an event pass, which is, I think it's also $10, maybe $12, I forget. But their season lasts a lot longer than just a month and a half or so. Fortnite's the game to beat right now in terms of like what you're doing for yourself as a developer. So, I mean, if you're going to take from anything, you might as well take from the best, right?
Yeah. I mean, and the fact that like Fortnite keeps pumping out updates and like weird little transitions, like just yesterday they had this rocket launch. I don't know what it was about, but it looked cool.
Like, it looked cool. With the season that's happening right now is superhero themed, because it was right around the release of Infinity War, and they had the whole you can play as Thanos crossover thing, which was a lot of fun. But like leading up to that, like they had been alluding to like this, they put a comet in the skybox that was just looming over the entire map for like a month almost, it felt like. And then the comet crashed, changed a bunch of locations on the map because of the impacts. And then, as time goes on, like there's suddenly this massive, base that was built into the side of a mountain, and if you go inside of it, there's a giant rocket. And then yesterday, like Chris said, the rocket launched and then blew off into space, and some of the pieces, like as the engines are discharged, like fell onto the map, and then I don't know what happened because it looked like it went back, it came back down. Is that what that video was?
I watched the video today. And from what I could see is that it went all the way up in the air, and then it looked like it fell back down. And then once it got about halfway down, like, lasers came out of it.
Lasers came out of it, and they went to one of the biggest places on the map called Tilted Towers, which is, like, the hot drop for that map, more often than not. And then I don't know if anything happened in Tilted Towers or not.
But now, like, it got shot into the sky again somehow, and now there's, like, a big crack in the sky. Like, it looks like glass is shattering.
It looks like a giant rift appeared, ripped open in the sky. Maybe there will be those Centurion, or whatever they were called, Chitauri from the first Avengers.
That would be great.
Like, that'd be so maybe cool. Iron Man's going to show up, who knows? I don't know. Like, I don't know what they're doing, but it's fucking great.
That's what I like about Fortnite, is that this is all on the same map. They never had a new map before. This is all changes and all updates to the same map. So, like Clark said, a comet fell and it destroyed some places, and they changed the, you know, how part of the map looks, and you have to adapt to that. So, like, you can't always, it's not the same spot that it used to go. And I like that kind of stuff.
It's a good way to do it. I mean, probably makes it easier on the live team because they're not having to worry about a whole other map now, and it's just you're not splitting your resources where you can just keep it all in the same place. But surprisingly, I think, I don't know when this lawsuit happened, but PUBG Corp was trying to sue Fortnite for copying Battle Royale, I guess. Was that the basis of it?
Yeah, I feel like it was.
Yeah, like they're going to try to take ownership over an entire gaming
genre. Like,
yeah, it I don't know, maybe that's why they needed more money,
maybe. Like, I know the lawsuit has been in place for a few weeks, and then, oh, sorry mom, can't talk right now. And then very recently, PUBG, and probably very smartly so, dropped the lawsuit. And I don't know the specifics of why they dropped it, because that would have been a long, dragged-out battle. And then they basically copied Fortnite's event pass stuff. So maybe that was another reason why they dropped it.
Well, are they like that, like that salty ex-girlfriend now that's just like, we're gonna sue you because we want to have the battle royale genre. We're not gonna win it, so now we're just gonna start stealing your loot system.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, it's like
it's just whoever the suits are over at PUBG Corp are just all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
And well, didn't they want to like sue people for using like the iron pan, you know, in games?
Like, yeah, like you can't have a pan, like a, what is it? I can't think of the name of it.
It's like a cast iron.
Cast iron pan. Like there's not any cast iron pans in any other games ever, like
even turn like chicken dinner and stuff like that, which is a little more viable as a for them to protect.
Sure, but they're also not the ones that came up with that, so
no, they're not.
Yeah, the movie 21,
so like it's just
that was a weird pull.
Very
I liked it though.
It caught me off guard for sure. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Bluehole is just trying way too hard to do all these different things. It's just like, just focus on your game and just make it better.
Is it Bluehole or is it PUBG Corp?
Both.
Would it have to be both, wouldn't it?
Bluehole's still around.
Are they still attached to the game?
Maybe. I think they're like the parent company, probably, if anything. But
okay.
I don't know. I agree, though. Like, just focus on your game. Focus on making that better. Since they have made a primary focus on being better, I feel like people have been happier with PUBG.
Mm-hmm. So, on the whole, like, yeah. I mean, like I said, it's trending in the right direction. And I don't think the people who are actually making the content in the game obviously are the ones who came up with this lawsuit. So it's just the people at the top or whoever's the top's lawyers are like, let's sue the most popular game on planet Earth right now.
I wonder if we'll see a rocket update in PUBG.
I want that to happen at the same time.
I mean, but we'll just talk about the best part of the Fortnite rocket, though. One server, apparently, like a bunch of people got together to build ramps up really high so that everyone could watch the rocket. And one individual, Elemental Ray, let them, for the most part, enjoy that rocket until the very end when he destroyed the ramp that all of them were on, causing 48 people to die at once.
The way building in Fortnite works is when you build a structure or base or ramps or whatever that you need to build, there are, I guess, what I'll call quote unquote anchor points. And if those anchor points are destroyed so that the structure isn't sitting on anything, the whole building or structure or whatever gets destroyed. And you have 48 people way up in the air, all watching this rocket take off and do whatever the hell it did. And then suddenly, the floor just drops out from everybody. They all die because of this one guy, setting the record for most kills. Oh,
48 solo kills.
Glorious. So, cheers to you, Elemental Ray, yeah, for being one of the best trolls out there.
As a troll and griefer, you're a legend, my friend.
He instantaneously went from guy who plays Fortnite. I don't know if he's a streamer or not, but now he is going to be lauded for a while. And deserves every bit of it.
Every single bit of it.
You know, you also know who else is Sue Happy?
Bethesda?
You are correct, sir.
I feel like Bethesda has a leg to stand on with theirs, though.
Way 95% more than PUBG.
Bethesda likes to sue people, not a whole lot, but if you look over the past 5 years, they have dealt out a lot of lawsuits to protect their IP. And most of them, I'd say, are, like Dustin said, they have a leg to stand on with most of these, I think. So the current hotness that of who they're suing is Warner Brothers. If you're not familiar with Warner Brothers, I don't know where you've been.
Yeah, Google it.
Yeah.
Also look up the Warner sister dot.
They live in a water tower. Anyway, the Warner Brothers, they're the people behind the movies for DC. So take that how you will. But they also have a large stake in Westworld, which...
blowing up.
It's doing really well until this season. But that's a story for another time, and I don't want to spoil anything. Anyway, Westworld creators, or I don't know, not the creators, somebody who is under the banner of Westworld and Warner Brothers decided that they wanted to get in on the mobile game scene, I guess. Is it, would you call it? I don't know.
Whatever. I don't know. It's the obvious transition from an HBO show to, I guess, a mobile game, which is
It's just another way to market your brand and bring in extra revenue for whoever. So they hired Behavior Interactive. Warner Brothers and Behavior Interactive worked together and came up with the mobile game.
Fallout Shelter. Oh, what? Wait.
Oh, what? Wait. Yes, their Westworld game, which at a glance looks exactly like Fallout Shelter. Bethesda ain't having none of that.
Mm-mm.
They're suing Warner Brothers and Behavior Interactive over how much it looks like Fallout Shelter.
Yeah.
Now, on the surface, that doesn't seem like much. But if you delve a little bit deeper, that's where stuff gets really interesting. Because Fallout Shelter came out in 2015, I want to say, right?
I think
yes.
So.
Yes, yeah, it was.
Yes, and it did really well on tablets and mobile devices, and now it's even on PC, Xbox, PlayStation. It's on every single. Yeah. It's on literally every single system. Because why wouldn't it be? It's the easiest thing in the world to port, probably. So Westworld came out, and Bethesda's like, "Hold on a second, that's our game." And obviously, Warner Brothers and Behavior Interactive are like, "Fuck you! No, it's not." And obviously, they didn't say "fuck you," but
it might have. We don't know.
Oh, that's true. Possibly behind some closed doors. And Bethesda came back with, yes, it is, because guess who helped co-develop Fallout Shelter with Bethesda in 2014 and 15?
Now, this is a random stab in the dark, but I'm going to say the same company that made the Westworld game?
You are correct, sir. Behavior Interactive also helped co-develop Fallout Shelter.
And Circle gets the square.
Basically, Warner Brothers is like, so what, that doesn't mean anything. And apparently, there are a lot of bugs that have been happening in the Westworld game, because it's new and that bugs happen, that are exact replicas of bugs that happen in a pre-alpha phase of Fallout Shelter. And they can recreate those bugs one-to-one in Westworld, just like they were it happened in Fallout Shelter, which means that's the same code. Like,
yep.
So from the structure behind Fallout Shelter and the Westworld mobile game appear to be exactly the same. It also happens to be the people who made that code worked on both games.
So my question is that on Warner Brothers or is that on Behavior for just
I'd say it's more reusing
code?
I'd say it's more on Behavior Interactive, right?
I would, yep.
But, I mean, it feels just like it's just lazy. Like they just double dipped and just made the same game twice.
It was probably a bunch of copy paste.
Yeah, which I mean happens in programming, but generally you don't want to make it a one for one copy. It's going to be the same programming language, just Bethesda, maybe change it up a little.
In their contracts for other development studios that they bring in, or even individuals, anything that is created while you're under the Bethesda umbrella is Bethesda's. Even if you're doing it, like if you're just an artist and you're working on side projects for yourself for fun, that is technically Bethesda's.
So
yeah, there's a
Behavior can't copy and paste any of that code.
Nope.
Wow. Okay. Well, then, yeah, I think they're fucked.
We'll see what happens. And since obviously because Warner Brothers hired Behavior Interactive to help make this game, that's why they're also being sued and maybe should have been a little more diligent about things. I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know who in Warner Brothers creative team or I don't know what an entertainment team. I don't know what section it would fall under, but like, are you going to know much about coding? Probably not. So they're just like, make a game, and Fallout Shelter's doing really well. So, oh, here's the guys who helped make that. Let's do this.
Sure.
I get it, but since they're the people who hired them, they fall under this lawsuit as well. And they're basically giving the middle finger to Bethesda back and saying, you can't, no, like, this isn't anything. This is our IP. Like, you have your IP, we have our IP, you can't sue us for that. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens and how long this takes.
I have a feeling we're going to be saying RIP to the Westworld game.
I'm pretty sure it's not up right now.
So. I would be, I mean, it might hit, like it might come out, but.
No, it was out.
Oh, then they took it down.
And then Bethesda's suing for them to take it down, and it might already be down while this legal battle is going to take place. So.
No, it's still up. I can download this game on my
phone
right now.
Excuse me. So yeah, that's gonna be interesting. I don't know what's gonna happen to Behavior Interactive, but they might owe some people some money very soon, or yeah, probably not very soon. This is gonna take a while.
Yeah, I think that's gonna sour people on going to them to do anything in the future. So I think they just kind of fucked themselves after the success of Fallout Shelter. I don't see this working out in their favor. Unless they have some sort of solid evidence that says we did not
copy and paste. Maybe they just didn't know what was in the... I don't know. We'll see.
Can you claim ignorance on that? I mean, I don't even know if that'll work.
Claim insanity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the court of public opinion's, I think, going to bury this before it can even get off the ground. So
doesn't look good, but... No. Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on it, and if anything fun happens, we'll inform you guys.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
But while, you know, some companies out there don't do good work, there is one that we know.
At least one
who I'd say does excellent work. And that is our sponsor, Slumberyard Hand Crafted. Slumberyard Handcrafted is your source for custom wood furniture, woodworks, and sawmill services. From tables to beds, cutting boards to benches, and everything in between, they are here to build your dream. You can go visit their website at slumberyardhandcrafted.com. You can look at their portfolio, their calendar of upcoming events, and if you want something designed, you can schedule yourself a free design session from their website. You can also check out their Facebook and Instagram at Slumberyard Handcrafted, and you can see all the projects that they're working on currently. And stuff that's coming up in the future. So head on over to slumberyardhandcrafted.com and maybe get yourself a nice end table. So thank you, Slumberyard, for your sponsorship. Did you guys see Solo?
I have not seen Solo.
I heard it was good. I really heard it wasn't that bad.
I've heard mixed reviews. I've heard just wait till it hits Redbox. I've heard it's pretty good. Like reactions like that are kind of what's causing...
I've heard it's good, but I was also told by a few people, just wait for it to come out on something and rent it. And then, I mean...
I think that's pretty the common thing. It's good, but not enough to go see in the theaters.
That's what I'm doing for a lot of movies lately. Like, I don't like going to the theaters that much anymore. Just because it's so damn expensive.
I mean, I think with... I just went and saw Deadpool 2 finally, but I had my movie pass thing, so it just kind of paid for itself.
I don't have that, so I think I'd be singing a different tune if I had movie pass.
Well, and I think AMC's coming out with a thing where you can pay $20 a month and go see 3 movies a week. So
okay,
that's an insane deal, but I don't think they make money on the tickets. I think they just make money on the concessions anyway.
That's normal.
Yeah, so that might make it better, but...
Although, I've heard AMC is also toying with the idea of doing, like, the nicer theaters do, where you can have drinks brought to you or food, like, actual, like, not concession food.
Yeah, and having alcohol.
Yeah, I know they're toying with that idea, so if that gets implemented, that will probably change my mind on a lot of going to the movies things too. And like, I like going to the movies. It's just, I don't know.
You go to a theater outside of Rockford. That's, and you'll start see, like, there the for nice, sure. Yeah. Like, Rockford theaters are just shit-tastic.
Yeah. I mean, but the, what, Barrington, I guess, is the closest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice theater. That, but I think like that is like special occasions. So like when the new, you know, Infinity War 2 or whatever it's going to be called comes out, like that's when I'm going to go see that's it. Or like occasion. Maybe like the next actual Star Wars movie, you know, like something big that I know I'm going to see and that I want to see. I'll pay the extra money to go do that. But yeah, I mean, if I didn't have Movie Pass, I don't know if we would have went and saw Deadpool 2 in the theaters, yeah. Which I enjoyed. It was great. And there wasn't a lot of people there because
it's been out for a
little while. Oh yeah, it's almost at the end of its run. So
I don't know. I'm looking forward to Solo, but like, I mean, I'm just gonna wait for it to be able to be rented on Amazon or whatever.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the same thing.
I just don't think it didn't meet its mark, and I don't think it's because the movie wasn't that good. It's because like it had a rocky go of it, you know, between the development directors, cycle for it. Yeah. And, you know, the main actor, they had to hire an acting coach that was out there. And it could not have been for anything bad because he's a bad actor. But maybe he just wasn't getting the Han Solo nuances out, you know. Yeah.
I also personally feel like maybe it was just the wrong spin-off Solo movie to, you know, not, you know, excuse my pun, to like start with something like that. Like maybe if they would have started with the Boba Fett movie where it's like, from what I understand and what I've been told is like this movie doesn't really teach you anything new. Like it's stuff you already know. It's just now Solo. It's Han Solo younger. Like it's not like if you start with the Boba Fett movie, like where somebody like myself who didn't read all those books that are no longer canon or whatever, like I'm interested in a Boba Fett origin story. Like I don't know anything about it, the character. I'm like curious as to why he's so cool. So
if you take out the prequels, which I will, he's on screen for 30 minutes.
Yeah, 20 minutes. not much at all.
Probably actually so, not even 20 minutes, like probably more like 10 minutes.
Yeah, so like give us that movie, maybe start with that, but like you start with this one, it's like, eh.
So yeah, Solo didn't meet Disney's expectations in terms of profit. And I'm assuming with having to switch over to Ron Howard and hire acting coaches and any reshoots that had to happen, that got pretty expensive. And so as a result of Solo not performing to their liking, they're all Star Wars spinoffs that were planned for the future are now on hold. They're not canceled. So we're still probably going to get a Boba Fett movie and whatever the other one they had planned was.
I just feel like Disney was trying to do Marvel, what they're doing with Marvel with Star Wars, just like churning them out.
We got a Star Wars movie every year. Like we get a Marvel movie every year or 8-9 months almost. Mm-hmm. I think they were trying to do too much too fast. And I mean, this is what happens. So I'm a little upset about them being put on hold because I don't know if that means for the Boba Fett movie, they had Nick Mangold attached to write and direct it, and he
James did Mangold.
Sorry, what was it?
James Mangold.
James, is it James Mangold? I don't know.
Yes,
whatever. Mangold.
Just because he directed, wrote and directed my favorite movie of all time,
Logan.
Yes.
Yep.
It is James Mangold. Thank you.
Yeah. No, that's all right. Plus, I have it up in front of me. It's right in front of my face. Yeah, that's the only reason.
That'll help. He was attached to write and direct the Boba Fett Solo movie or standalone movie, and that gave me a lot of hope. But now since they're put on hold, I don't know if they can retain him or if he'll still want to do it. So who knows? It's not going to affect Episode 9 at all, so we'll still have that this year, next year.
Next year. Yeah, because year. Yeah, so it'd be next year. It sucks because I was interested in seeing some of these, especially the Boba Fett and kind of that Obi-Wan movie that I think is
slated for whenever.
I was kind of excited for those two. I didn't really care too much about the Han Solo standalone, but I mean, I'm going to see it when it comes out on whatever, when I can just rent it. But
the cast is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, that solid A-grade actors and actresses between Emilia Clarke, Tandy Newton, Woody Harrelson.
From what I understand, Donald Glover is a fucking perfect casting.
He looks like a perfect
Lando. Yeah, that was they nailed the casting part for sure.
So, I don't know. I'm kind of okay with it, just so they can kind of take their time with it. It's just, if they're trying to rush these out, like, we don't technically need a Star Wars movie.
Well, it's the same every thing single year for video games. Like, we didn't need Assassin's Creed every single year.
Like, that's kind of what this reminded me of. Is like, this is an Assassin's Creed. Like, we're just going to churn them out. Like, at a certain point, people are going to understand it's just a cash grab. Like, maybe just take a moment, just take some extra time. People will wait and just give us a great movie. Like, we don't need just good movies every year. Like,
have you seen the thing, the internet movement of all these idiots wanting to raise money to remake The Last Jedi?
No.
Why?
There are a number of very disappointed / angry people because they thought The Last Jedi sucked. And so they are actually raising millions of dollars to remake The Last Jedi.
I liked it. I liked the movie.
It's not the best one, but I liked it. No. I liked it.
But I liked it.
I liked it a lot.
I liked it enough.
Yeah. My problems with that movie have been stated and are known.
Yeah.
But I don't think it needs to be remade at all. And it's fucking hilarious, all these dumbasses trying to get Disney's and their, like, Star Wars' attention. Like, we want this to be done right.
Yeah. Do you realize how much you'd have to save up to actually remake that movie? Because it's a lot of money.
There's a Twitter profile for it that I'm not going to say the name of because I don't care enough. But if you go on Twitter, you can look up that Twitter page and just look at all the bullshit that they're spewing out. Even to the point where the Last Jedi's director, Rian Johnson, is responding to their Twitter handle and stuff like that. And he's just like, please do this. Please, please, please do this. Because he wants to see them raise that money and then nothing happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That dude's got his own trilogy coming. He's fine.
Well, they got that one actress that played Rosie in there. Like, people were grieving her enough that she just deleted all of her social media.
Yep. Don't do that. Like, come on.
It's just the angry neckbeards out there that are just real pissed. And it's like, if you really want to do something constructive, save up all those millions and remake the prequels, you fucking idiots. Like, the Last Jedi is not. It's not that bad.
Rose was not my favorite character from that movie. I think she was probably the weakest point for some of it. But, like,
sure.
Her character's fine.
Right. She's still a real human being who's just an actor.
As a human being, you don't need to do that to other human beings. Like, no. Jesus fucking Christ.
These are just stories. They're just movies. It'll be okay.
You're messing with my childhood, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's happening right now.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Oh, and also another Star Wars news on a much better note, there's a new, I don't know if it's going to be a series, but there is a new Thrawn book out.
I think I saw that.
And it's about, I think it takes place between episode 5 and episode 6. But it's, we've talked about Admiral Thrawn on here before a long time ago, but one of the coolest characters from the old books and is now back in canon. And it's all his dealings with Darth Vader and what they did together for the Empire. So that be on lookout.
Now that'd be fucking cool.
There could be some really good books out there now. Or there's at least one from what I understand.
That blue motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well.
And also the other day I read a whole thing about what George Lucas originally had planned. Have you ever heard about the Wills?
No, I saw a like a link to that story. I just didn't read it.
Midichlorians, baby.
Basically, he explained what midichlorians were, where they came from, and even on a more cellular level, these little cellular beings called the Wills that actually control midichlorians in the Force. And there was going to be 3 movies about cellular beings.
I'm glad that didn't come to fruition.
And it didn't happen because of the prequels and the backlash that he got over that. And he basically said, well, fuck it.
I'm taking my ball and going home.
Yeah, more or less.
Give me however many billions of dollars and do whatever the fuck you want. Oh my God, those would have
been the worst. So thank you. I guess I don't know who to thank, but
let's start up a Twitter account and try to raise money to get those made.
The Wills.
The Wills. Ugh,
like
that sounds like a bad M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Go read that article. Like it is.
So what you're saying, Chris, is that it sounds like an M. Night Shyamalan movie?
Aw, hey man, you saw that Glass movie's coming out. It's gonna be awesome.
I am excited for that, but I've been burned before by the man, so...
Yeah, I'm holding all reservations. Split was a happy accident, as far as
I'm concerned. Yes, it was.
Anyway. So there's your all your requisite Star Wars knowledge you need for the next couple weeks. So you're welcome, Internet. What else we got going on here? Oh, yeah, 5 years later, GTA and Rockstar are still putting out content.
Yeah, for GTA Online, you can now own and operate a nightclub.
I don't know.
I feel like they're just perfecting their shit for like Red Dead 2. Like,
I need to look into it more on what you actually do with this expansion type thing or whatever these missions are. But like, at the core level, isn't it the same as just owning a motorcycle club or owning your empire or whatever, like the big building?
Very, very much so. I haven't looked into it either. I haven't reinstalled the game
again
yet this year because we always like reinstall it once a year. We have a gaming day where we just fuck around. I uninstalled it like 2 days after we did the last gaming day, but yeah, I think essentially it's all the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's just different. There's like different little sub missions and stuff you can do within that. So like I'm okay with it, like if it's just something, it's just slightly different.
There could be a bunch of new cool vehicles that come out with it, because that's usually what happens.
Yeah, and usually you know, if they're trying to perfect this for, you know, Red Dead, that'd be cool to, you know, game like, online and be able to like own your own little I don't know, hall.
There's potential here, because with the last big content update that Rockstar put out for GTA, like that was more of a heist type thing.
Yeah, which I'd like to check out, but like I'm not, it's 5 years later, it's not, I'm not to the point where like I really want to play this game. So
now I respect them for putting like being this updated with it, but I stopped playing that, you know, besides the once a year that we play. No. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Yeah, I mean it's I don't know, we'll see what they do for Red Dead.
I would love to see that kind of dedication from other developers.
It's something to look to.
You know, and I respect that for people that do play GTA 5. There's a ton of people out there that still do, so that's great for them.
It's still really big on YouTube. Like, people or, you know, YouTube channels making content within GTA, whether it be doing the... I mean, you could call it story content. Mm-hmm. And doing that, and then I mean there's a bunch of channels that like bigger channels that have, you know, their fans come in and they'll do like a 30, you know, person race or battle, whatever. So I mean it's still very popular, and I mean they're still making content for it.
I mean it like you were saying, Chris, it could just be a trial run for some like stuff they want to do in Red Dead, and this is just an active community of people that still play it, that they're like, fuck it, we'll throw this out.
Yeah, they have a huge
beta see what test. Happens. Yeah, let's just see how they like it, and then we just make it, you know, we alter it, obviously, for Red Dead. But
it's promising like, for Red Dead.
Yeah. Like, what do people content. Like this kind of stuff? Fuck it, we'll throw it in Red Dead Online.
I mean, I love Red Dead, the first Red Dead Online. That was fantastic. So
yeah, it was.
We'll see what happens. but good on you, Rockstar.
yeah,
not good on you, certain users of the Nintendo Online Entertainment. Probably my favorite article title in a long time. Hackers infect Super Mario Odyssey with not safe for work adult images, or AKA porn.
AKA porn.
So now I don't know if it's been resolved. because this article came out a week ago. But in a content update that came out a couple months ago now, I think, they put in what was called Luigi's Balloon World, which is a minigame inside Mario Odyssey. And it's all user-generated content for the most part. It's not all, I guess. For the most part, it's user-generated content where balloons will be hidden on all the levels you can get into that can be very, very difficult to get to. And that's basically the whole thing. Is it's like a time trial of you start at a certain point in the level, and there's somewhere in the level there's a balloon that was put there by a person, or I think at the beginning it was the developers. And you have to use a series of jumps and run, like, you know, all the stuff you learn on how to navigate the world you have to use in order to get that balloon. And it can be fucking hard. There's a video that Donkey put out about it of him trying to get some of these things, and it'd be infuriating to me. but with all this stuff and the other mini games that were already in the game, there are leaderboards throughout the world. So you can try to, I mean, if running from point A to point B in the fastest time is really your thing, you can do that. And then your little avatar and time is put on top of the leaderboard. So now hackers are putting on those leaderboards just straight up porn. And parents are finding out the hard way about how their children learned about porn. And it's hilarious to me. This article is from Screen Rant, is very like, fuck the children.
Oh god. I get it, because I understand
it's like it's Super Mario, it's a very family friendly game. Like, you can give your kids Super Mario Odyssey if you don't want to be a parent and actually hang out with them and just know that it's good, clean fun. But no more or until it's patched. So good on you, hackers, for possibly ruining several childhoods.
I mean, I'm sure they looked at it and it was just an image, you know, and it was just like, I don't want to defend them, but it's just a penis.
could be a penis, you know? Could be a vagina.
It's just a penis.
could be a penis inside a vagina. I don't know. I wasn't too young, but you know, like, CSGO 1.6
was the big thing. Oh, God, yes. Have
graffiti sprays. People would throw porn up all the time. And even in, like, Team Fortress 2 and stuff like that. Like, there's GIFs of people of putting up a spray on a wall. They're a spy, so they're invisible. And they're in an enemy base outside of their spawn. And they'll throw up a spray on a wall of titties. And it and it's just like, they'll wait for somebody to run out of spawn from the enemy team, and like, inevitably one person will stop and just be looking at it, and they'll just sneak up behind them, stab them in the back, and insta-kill them. And it's hilarious. So this is nothing new. It is a little concerning that they somehow broke through whatever Nintendo uses for security. So there might be a larger issue here other than...
Yeah, there was like a hack or something that they did with like some dev tools. Did I read correctly?
I think, that's right. So I don't know. They might need to crack down on some of their coding. But, hopefully not too many penises were seen
from children. Yeah, Nintendo's not immune to that before. And I think they had similar stuff happen with even... I think I read months ago, like Splatoon 2, people could have those weird images.
Oh, yeah, chat. You could draw them, yeah.
Yeah, like, so it's very similar, you know, like, it's such a, you know, innocent thing they want to do. It's Nintendo, you know, and they want to have those, like, cool things that, you know, that kids would do. But, of course, there's people that'll ruin that, and...
Yep. would you call those people griefing? Are they griefing the community, would you say?
I guess.
No.
I would not say that at all, sir.
No. and then I see another article here that I forgot to talk about, I think, last time. Final Fantasy VII Remake director concedes that it was announced way too early.
Oh, that's not even surprising. Yeah. So... Oh, my God.
In duh news. There you go.
Yeah. Get ready for that game in 2024.
I don't think it's going to be that long, but I think it's going to be 2020.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean, at least if people know it's coming. I mean, the Bethesda just did that for, like, Elder Scrolls 6 and Starfield. Like, you know it's coming, but, guys, it's a ways away.
I think so, Elder Scrolls 6 will happen before Starfield, right?
Probably.
I would think so.
I would
think they've been working on Elder Scrolls 6 for some time now, but they just kind of, like, dipped a little... Just to appease everybody, get the hype up.
You know, let you dip your pinky and rub it on your gums. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, although they did say they've been working on, would you say, Starfield?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they did say they've been working on it for a little while. At least, I mean, if that's just
Bethesda's
story,
yeah,
you know.
They have so many different teams in different cities. Like, yeah, people have probably...
Actual animation or gameplay or programming's probably not been worked on, but actual story and... How they're setting it up has probably been worked on for at least 5 years, I would assume.
Yeah. Speaking of, Bethesda promises that Starfield will be a fully single-player game. So, there you go.
Yay!
That's pretty fucking cool. That's cool.
They also said the next Fallout, for sure.
Fallout 5 will be single-player, yeah.
Misty and I were talking the other day.
I hope so.
And that's it.
All right, touche. I lofted that one in there. Anyway, do you think Fallout 5 or GTA 6 should be set in Chicago?
Yes.
Is it time?
To both.
Yeah.
Is it time?
Man, there is so much, like, Fallout universe. So, like, since I've been playing Fallout 4, like, I've been watching and listening to a lot of, like, Fallout lore videos, and there's so much in the Midwest, especially Chicago, that they don't put in there. Same with Grand Theft Auto. Like, okay, we've seen, you know, West Coast, we've seen East Coast. They even went to, like, Miami. For Vice City, but, like, come on. Like, Midwest gets no love.
GTA 5 is, I mean, not completely faithful, but it's pretty damn accurate in terms of locations for stuff in Los Angeles.
Yeah, like to the point of, I've played the game online so much that while I watch movies, I can be like, I've been across that bridge GTA 5.
Obviously, L.A. Noire was much more faithful because that was actually set in the real Los Angeles. But GTA being what it is, like, they did a good job. And, like, Fallout 4 with Boston, super accurate. I want something set in Chicago.
I agree.
I mean, Watch Dogs was in Chicago, but it wasn't Chicago, I know.
No, it wasn't.
No,
it was a different take. So, yeah, I want to see Bethesda's or Rockstar's look at Chicago.
I agree with Chris. Yes, to both of those things. That would be really fucking cool. Because then we would get to see a utterly destroyed Chicago and see how they kind of handle that with what survived, and then we'd actually get to see, like,
what Chicago is.
You could drive around into it, and, like, really get to see it. So
I would like to see a Fallout or Grand Theft Auto not set in the U.S. even. You know,
that'd be good.
That'd be really cool.
That'd be fun. So well, that was just a random conversation Misty and I had the other day.
I like that.
I just realized that there's this a spot in Fallout 4 I've never been to before, and it was a Chinese submarine.
Oh,
I didn't even know that existed until I just started playing again, and I was like, oh, shit.
I was, like, going to be sarcastic and say Sanctuary.
Raiders are attacking.
Never heard of it.
No, but it was like a Chinese submarine, and they were one of the submarines that launched missiles, the nuclear missiles, and, you know, like, you could either, like, call them a communist and kill them, or... help him leave. And I chose to help him because it's how I am. Because
you're a communist?
Yes. Yeah. Yours is mine.
Boo. Oh, whatever.
No, I am not a communist. I am not a communist. NSA. I'm just kidding.
It's out there.
I'm editing you denying it out, so you're a communist.
Okay. Well, I think it's that time.
Oh, I love this time.
It is time.
Four.
Tweet corner. So we have two, but also apparently our hot dog, you know, big, you know, conundrum from a couple episodes ago. Apparently that was talked about in the latest Mabim Bam episode.
Sure was.
Not ours per se. I'd be
no,
sweet.
No, not us specifically. But a hot dog sandwich was brought up in the last my brother and me, which made me laugh a lot. So
that's funny. Like, we're trendsetters here, guys, trailblazers. our first question.
I think we have three.
Yes.
Actually, and Brad was surprised that none of us had played Pokemon Gold or Silver.
Yeah.
He said those are probably the best. You added another 100 plus Pokemon and you get two regions to go through. And also introduced days of the week, day/night, breeding into the game, new Pokeballs, item evolutions. It's y'all missed out.
Yeah, exactly. It was too, it was too much. I was a purist back then. I was like, I just want my 152 and call it a day. I don't care about breeding Pokemons.
Also, is that the one that had too much water in it?
I don't know. I'm in a different mindset now. So
I've never even played
those now than I was back then.
Possibly, yeah. But... so our first question comes from at Coat with Church at CG Web Podcast. What's the best kind of French fry? Waffle, shoestring, creaker cut, steak, sweet potato, or something else I haven't mentioned? # Tweet Corner.
Is sweet potato a specific cut of fry?
I mean, it's a sweet potato fry. You don't normally have sweet potato fries.
Sweet potato fries are my favorite.
Same with me, but like I've had them, but I've had them as a French fry and as a waffle cut. Same here.
I'm going to say waffle.
Waffle. Some Chick-fil-A waffle fries are some of the best fries I've had. I love them. And the Chick-fil-A sauce on top of that bad boy. Woo!
Granite City also.
Listeners, I'm really sorry. But yeah, it is waffle. Like, we're all just going to agree on this. Like, I was like about to say it, and we all just were like, waffle fry, obviously. And I was like, fuck. So, but also, sweet potato waffle fries are the best.
In a close second place, though, I'm going crinkle cut as well.
God damn it.
See, I'm gonna go steak. I'm gonna go steak fries.
Okay.
Those are too thick.
As a second. I love them.
Misty and I get, they're frozen crinkle cut sweet potato fries from the grocery store.
Oh my god.
You just throw in the oven and choice.
Fuck, I've never had a sweet potato fry before, so.
Do you like sweet potatoes in general?
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever really had. No.
I
love me some.
Try it out sometime.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll put anything in my mouth once, y'all.
Yeah.
I wanna try a sweet potato curly fry.
Ooh.
I'd get down on some of that.
I would. Okay. My favorite. Possibly my favorite fries from restaurant, in terms of just straight up French fry, Steak and Shake.
Ugh, gross.
No.
This is where we're gonna disagree. Those are too small.
Gross. That's why I like them. They're small. Yeah. You need a lot. You can just shove a lot in your gob.
Fry and Culver's, Chick-fil-A, and then I'll go just a classic like McDonald's. Man, you know, like a fresh McDonald's fry is
sure.
Fantastic.
I'm just gonna go Beefaroo. They're better than all of those.
You ever get food from RBI's here in town? Get their Cajun fries.
That just sounds good.
That's good stuff.
Also Portillo's crinkle fries are some of the best fucking fries.
Portillo's
fries.
Those are too salty, I think, too. But
they're good. A little too salty sometimes, but that's why I'm a steak and shake man.
Dip them in cheese.
Speaking of Cajun-ness, have you guys ever been to Fatty's in DeKalb?
No.
No.
Not well. Man, once,
I went
like
to,
a decade ago.
I went to a friend's of mine house for Memorial Day for barbecue, and one of our mutual friends brought over a whole thing of Cajun potato salad from there. Holy shit.
That is awesome.
Man, it was bliss in my mouth. Like, oh, God.
I will have to check that out next time I'm in the DeKalb area.
Hold on, I kind of just lost my train of thought. I just thought of how good it was.
Well, there you go. Waffle fries.
Next question. Next question. I'm out of it now.
Sorry. Bring it in. Lock it up.
I'm back.
All right.
So this one is from at GoCast Christina, who is our winner of Detroit Become Human.
Hey. Congratulations.
I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Let us know.
So she said, at CGY Podcast, # Tweet Corner. If you could only keep three games to play for the next decade, only those three games, what would they be? Go, Dustin!
Oh, shit.
You guys can't see, but I'm literally like leaning back in my chair with both my hands on my face. Yeah. Like, how do I do this?
That's tough. That is a tough.
And I'll put a caveat in there. It's not in here, but I feel it would make sense. Not multiplayer games?
Don't restrict yourself if you feel.
Yeah, you can't add to the question.
But
come on now.
The two I immediately thought of are single player, so there you go. Shit. All right, Dustin, go first.
Oh my god, you guys are putting me on the spot. This is hard.
Do it. Don't even think. Just go.
One of them would be Mass Effect 2. One would be, I'm just going to say World of Warcraft. I don't care if it's multiplayer or not.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then a third one would be... the first Destiny.
You or me next, Chris?
I'll go. That's fine.
Okay.
I'd probably say Fallout 4 and Skyrim. Those two. Not like, because there's so much endless potential in those that I could play those for months and be just fine. Just fine and dandy. The next one I'm going to throw out probably Metal Gear Solid 5.
Good call.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going Red Dead 1, Last of Us, probably
Skyrim?
There you go.
See, yeah, now, like, I almost said Skyrim, but I didn't because I had a feeling it was coming.
There's so much potential.
For
sure.
And also, my caveat for Skyrim is the current build I have going with all the mods I have installed. I've been going nuts on those lately, and I have turned it into something different.
Based off of her question, like, it would just be the game, and you could just mod it however you want. It's just a game you're going to be playing for the next decade. So.
I still haven't gotten to the 30 hours plus content I installed. I'm looking forward to that.
That's a very good question, because there's so many different games that I could just stick to playing. But...
If it was WoW for the next decade, I would want it to be, like, it's not the current WoW. It's I'm starting off from the beginning WoW again, like classic, and then with all the expansions that then come out.
Well, yeah, but like again, the question is just what games would you play for the next decade?
I'm just saying how if I picked WoW, that's what I would want out of it.
Because like from what I understand, Blizzard's going to come out with their vanilla server, and when they do that, I'm going to play it again, and
then realize how like oh wow, this actually was really bad.
maybe it's just nostalgia that I thought this was great. Yeah, it's very possible. So,
good question.
Very good question.
So our next question comes from Jeff Allegedly at Allegedly Jeff at CGY Podcast. If you were arrested with no explanation, what would your friends and family assume you had done? # Tweet Corner. # Explain Miranda Rights to a Caveman.
Murder.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Probably. Actually,
I'm sticking with it.
Probably something stupid like I jumped into the gorilla cage at the fucking zoo or something really dumb.
Take your pants off.
Yeah. Something
recipes Harambe.
I streaked across Wrigley Field. Something really stupid like that.
I can see
murder.
Probably like a hit and run or something.
Jesus.
You know?
You're too nice to hit and run, I think.
I think so too.
I mean, story time, when I was like 22.
Hold on.
I backed into someone's car.
Hurt.
Like, what's the statute of limitations?
No one got hurt or anything, but I was intoxicated, and I backed into someone's car, and I drove off and fell.
Incur damage?
Maybe. I didn't stop and check.
I mean, I've like parked too close to a car and nudged it in the parking lot, and then backed up and just parked elsewhere.
Oh, that was thunder, if you heard that.
I did hear that.
I thought it was a dog or somebody's stomach.
No, but seriously, I backed out, and I was intoxicated, and I backed out pretty fast into their car. And I'm pretty sure I left a dent. And then I drove out because it's like, ooh, well, they're probably asleep inside, so I'm out.
No, you son of a bitch. I'm just kidding. I hope you learned a lesson.
Right. No, or Chris, Chris, Adam will murder you.
Or kill the guy.
I feel Clark's got some murderous tendencies in him.
You're going to want to lay low for a little while.
And I'm not explaining Miranda Rides to a Caveman, sorry.
I'm going to let our friend Miranda explain Miranda Rides to a Caveman.
Oh, transition time. The first time she ever played a game called Sulking that Misty and I own, which is a Mayan temple build and replacement board game. She did win and beat me, and I've been supposed to have been saying this for like three episodes, and I keep forgetting. Slash, I also keep thinking I say it. So there it is. Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. Now shut up about it, Miranda.
What, that she beat you in a card game, and that she's a supreme master of that card game?
She did a good job at making and pleasing the Mayan gods and building her temples and corn. So there you go.
You're going to make one Mayan very happy one day, Miranda.
Yeah, she brought it up at that pool party we went to, so I was like, oh, that's funny.
God damn it.
Well, there you go. Those are good questions.
Those were good questions.
I like those. I feel like I picked the wrong games, but I don't care. It's fine.
It was
quick fire.
Is there wrong?
Hey, man,
is
I know.
Wrong? I don't think there's a wrong answer.
I don't think there is. Anything that you can enjoy playing for a decade. I mean, any of the three games that any of us picked over a 10-year span, we're all going to get really fucking tired of them after a while, but
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, that's going to do it for episode 28. Let's see, housekeeping time. Subscribe to us on iTunes, maybe leave a review, preferably favorable. You can do the same over at Google Play.
You can now follow us on...
And your boys are on Spotify.
Yes, say, sir.
If you also want to follow us on Spotify, we are now available there as well, which is pretty goddamn exciting. So,
very.
Good work there.
For Paco, our box set comes out this August.
Yes.
We're going to have a greatest hits soon on that as well, so stay tuned.
You're also still too late to enter the contest to win the game, so
maybe, yes, you are. Maybe at episode 50 we'll do like a super cut and just send him the file.
Yeah, we should.
Of the best moments.
Give me your external, we'll just throw it all on. Yeah,
it'll take out the whole terabyte. So yeah, subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, or follow us on Spotify. Leave a review if you're so inclined. You can follow us or like our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter at CGY Podcast. I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to start streaming again soon now that I'm working from home and get back into that. I'm going to get my dual monitor setup going and it'll be nice.
I'm not going to be streaming soon because your boy's gotten really busy lately. So yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be doing 15 hours of overtime again for a long time. So I'm basically got half of that back now. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But yeah, totally not Adam 87 on Twitch. You guys got anything else you want to pimp out? Or is it time for a shower thought?
I think it's time for a shower thought because it's starting to really storm outside quite a bit.
Yeah,
it's getting dark over here.
I'm looking at it coming in from your direction, so...
It's dark here now, y'all.
Yeah. Alright, let's do... Oh yeah, it's getting real windy too. Awesome. Alright, so here we go. This week's shower thought comes from user Kamamasa21 on Reddit. And it is... Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is the only game show where you can win $32,000 and still feel like shit. So with that... That was episode 28 of Come Get Your Podcast. I've been your host, Adam.
I've been your host, Dustin.
And I've been your host, Chris.
And we'll see you guys later on the Menjay.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.